This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
When she was just 9 years old, Aurora Wesley wanted baby goats at her family's farm. Since she knew she'd have to convince her mother, she took the time to prepare. Then once ready, she gave a 10-page PowerPoint presentation on the pros of bringing baby goats to the farm. Her arguments were solid and successful. Not long after, the baby goats arrived. Flash forward to present day, and Wesley has done it again. This time she applied, wrote an 1,800-word essay, had an in-person interview, and then had to wait 6 months for an answer. And once again, the answer was yes. In April, Wesley became one of 15 Canadian students to receive the Terry Fox Humanitarian Award and the $30,000 scholarship she'll use this fall at the University of Western Ontario.
Yeah, so its whole basis, it's called the Terry Fox Humanitarian Award. So it's given out to people who like demonstrate commitment to being a humanitarian, to providing for their communities in the world. And there's four major pillars. It's like academics in general, and then there's sport and athletics, because Terry was obviously an athlete, and then there's humanitarianism, and then you have to have gone through some kind of obstacle in your life that you've overcome, like Terry did. It's insane, honestly. Like, when I got the call, I got the call from Kirsten Fox, who's Terry Fox's eldest niece, so that was really cool. Yeah, she was so nice, and I got to go to a recognition event in Ottawa. It was a couple days, and we got to meet all the board members, so I got to meet her and all the new recipients, and we went to Ottawa, and it was really cool. But I don't know, it's kind of cool to be recognized for something you're so passionate about, and to show people that it's, like, amazing what people are doing. And I got to hear all the other recipient stories of what they've done and how their work's just across all aspects of humanitarianism. So that was amazing. And obviously the scholarship really helps for school too.
Caring for others runs deep for Wesley. When she was just 11 years old, she organized a fundraising event for the Canadian Cancer Society in support of her godmother who died after battling cancer. As part of the event, aptly called Wig Out, Wesley and a group of her friends cut off their hair that later became wigs for patients who lost their hair due to chemotherapy treatments. And every 2 years since, Wesley cuts her hair for the same purpose. Gifted with a personality that seems to draw people to whatever cause she's working on, Wesley began as an active member of 4-H. Since grade 9, she's been a member of the high school's Interact Club and taken on a number of campaigns that benefit both the school and the broader community, including the high school's twin school in northern India.
But through that, I've done work at the community, national and international level, just various projects. So obviously, in our community, we do things like We Scare Hunger at Halloween, and then we do the Teen Gift Drive, which is one of my personal favorites. We do some homeless night awareness, different various fundraisers, visiting the elderly. Nationally, we do a lot of, like, awareness for clean water initiatives in remote Indigenous communities. And then we also have a partner school in India that we do annual fundraisers for like school supplies. And then we've also started a pen pal program with them.
As for the academics requirement for the award, Wesley has that covered too, with a high 90s average and a love for learning. She's also an accomplished athlete too, having played basketball, field hockey, and repped her high school on the wrestling and track and field teams. When she's not at school, she works at Heather Lodge. As for the final requirement of the award's criteria, experiencing hardship, the Wesley family experienced a marital breakup last fall. But Wesley herself isn't letting that setback stop her in any way. Her mother, Kara, says she and little brother Cash couldn't be prouder of the young lady Aurora has become.
It's been an amazing adventure watching my daughter grow and exhibit all of these naturally inclined traits that she has, and just true desire to intuitively be a good person and to help others and to have empathy and to make sure people feel welcome and just helping wherever she can. And she's a strong girl, and I'm just really proud of her. And she just keeps on going. And she's very driven despite any ups and downs in life. It just has actually, I've seen it propel her more to say, nope, I'm going to keep doing my thing and doing it well. And she just keeps on going. And for me, as a parent, it's really interesting to watch your child kind of surpass you and maybe take basis of what you've tried to equip them with and go beyond your expectations. And I think I'm really fortunate with that.
Wesley will be studying business administration at Western this fall, then will enter the prestigious Ivy School of Business there. Though still young, she feels the responsibility of living up to the Terry Fox Humanitarian Award. It's something she feels will help guide her future, and she appreciates everyone who's had a hand in helping her become who she is.
I think that it will definitely help guide me because, I don't know, there's a certain, like, I have a certain expectation to fulfill this incredible honor, right? So I think that'll definitely drive me to keep doing what I do, especially when life gets chaotic in university. So that's so cool. Definitely all the teachers I've had. I feel like growing up in Halberton, we're really lucky. It feels like a community, right? So even through high school, I felt really supported and like I was always pushed to do my best. So I'd like to thank all my teachers for sure.
What about the lady sitting beside you?
Yeah, I guess she's good too.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.